Hey everybody, Brian Holt here. Really excited to be chatting with you all today. Admittedly, under a little bit different circumstances than the previous builds that I've been chatting with you all, but nonetheless, very excited to be coming to you still from Seattle, just in a little bit different venue, which is that is to say my front room and personal gym, as you can see as well. So I'm very excited that you're all here at Build, whether you're what part of the world you're in right now, but we're really excited that you're here. I'm going to talk to you for about 20 minutes about something that I'm really, really excited about. We'll get started in just a second, but stick around. Also, there is Q&A afterwards, and you and I will have a little bit of a chat about what we talk about. And what we're talking about today is how to be super productive with Node.js and Visual Studio Code. Now, admittedly, I would have called this something a little bit different because I wanted to talk to you all about the new product that was announced today during Build's keynote, which is Static Web Apps. But I couldn't well put that in my description, or else you would know about the product we were about to announce. So, a lot of this is going to center around Static Web Apps, but let's just go ahead and start digging into it. I think you're going to really like this. I'm really excited about it, so hopefully you all are very excited about it as well. So, as I mentioned, my name is Brian Holt. I do work at Microsoft. I do live here in Seattle. And I work on Visual Studio Code, and I also am the PM for developer experience on JavaScript. So if there's something about using TypeScript or JavaScript or anything like that, or Node.js that you don't like about Azure, might be my fault. If it's getting better, which hopefully it is, then maybe throw me some credit as well. All right, let's go ahead and get started. So here's our agenda for our short time together. We're going to be talking about Azure App Service Static Web Apps. And this is, again, the new product that was announced this morning by Amanda Silver and Donovan Brown that makes it really easy to do static front ends and serverless back ends. And we'll be talking a lot about that, but I also got through some other goodness in there for you as well. I wanted to show you how to get a product done very quickly using Static Web Apps. And the good news is that we're going to be doing this all with Visual Studio Code. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased, but I think it's also the greatest editor in the world. And I'm going to be showing you some tips and tricks along the way of how to be even more productive with Azure, GitHub, and Visual Studio Code. And then, because I'm a cheapskate, because I'm a JavaScript developer, and many of us don't like to spend money on things, I'm going to show you what you can do for free on Azure. That's kind of the secret of what I'm going to show you today, is everything that I'm going to show you can be done for free today on Azure. And then we're going to be doing some demos. Probably most of the time actually is going to be spent doing demos. All right. So hopefully as you're excited as I am, maybe as caffeinated, I don't know. We'll see. So static web apps. Again, new product. The idea here is that you have a static front end. So when I say static front end, I mean like a front end application. So something like a React.js or Angular or Vue or Svelte or Ember or Aurelia or one of those kind of front ends built already. And then you're going to be talking to some sort of API in the back end that's going to be powered by serverless Azure functions. So that's kind of like this modern new architecture. Some people can refer to it as Jamstack. But I prefer to just think of it as like you have serverless function APIs that a front end calls. And that's what a static web app is. And we kind of leaned into this pattern to make this really easy to do. So as long as you put things in the correct place, it's just going to work for you. So I put some bullet points in here. This slide here is a little bit dense, but I wanted you to kind of have like an overview of what we wanted to talk about today. So the first thing I want to say is this is in preview. So don't go ahead and launch your production traffic to this yet. We're launching this early because we want your feedback. So after you're done listening to this, I invite you to go out, kick the tires, deploy an application, see what you like, see what you don't like, and let us know. Because that's why we put things in preview. We want to have that conversation with you really early so that when we launch the product in full general availability, you're going to love it. All right. So this is the new way of doing serverless web apps on Azure. It was possible before, just not as easy. So that's when when we say serverless web apps, we mean just a serverless API and a static front end. So this is, again, combines the modern practice of serverless functions with single page applications, and it works really, really well with React, Angular, Vue, Svelte, all of those. It's definitely convention over configuration. So as long as you put things kind of in the right place, we'll manage everything for you. And it makes it really nice because everything ends up being in one repo. So you just put your functions over here, you put your static web app over here, and everything just kind of fits together. So you don't have to manage anything. You don't have to deploy your functions individually or anything like that. We'll just handle all of that for you. And it saves a bunch of time. Believe me, it's just really easy. And it's all very GitHub forward as well. So it's GitHub first, it's powered by GitHub Actions, it has continuous deployment, continuous integration out of the box. So this is way better than right-click deploy. Just by using this product, you automatically have a CI/CD pipeline, which is awesome. Another thing that's really big here is it's globally distributed by default. And so you don't have to deploy multi-regions, you don't have to do anything like that. As long as you're deploying to Azure Static Web Apps, we're going to make it you have a global presence by default. So you'll have multiple points of presence across the entire world, and it just works like that. You don't have to do anything extra to get that. And that last bullet point down there is kind of like the killer feature there is that you get per pull request environments out of the box for free. So when you are working with your colleague on something and you open a pull request, it's automatically going to spin up a new staging environment that your colleague can go and kick the tires on your little staging environment to see if everything works. I'm going to show you how this works, but it's just magical. It really helps that your colleagues don't have to pull down the application, take a look at it, and then spin it up themselves and have the environment. You can actually just have like your designer and say, hey, can look at this temporary environment. Does this work? Great. Merge the pull request, and everything just works. So that's kind of like a whirlwind tour of what static web apps are. And hopefully, again, you're excited about it. I definitely am. So yeah, I built a demo of this for you, and we'll get that in just a second. But I wanted to get the slides out of the way first so that we can just spend the rest of the time doing it in the demo. So because it's Microsoft, because Microsoft is the purveyor of your favorite editor, hopefully, we obviously shipped an extension for this, which is available today. And that is the Visual Studio Code extension for static web apps. And it allows you to easily add new functions and easily deploy new applications and manage your environments. Makes all that stuff really easy. And like, don't worry, we have more features coming by the day. This is, again, just kind of, we want to get this out and working for you. And then we're going to keep iterating to make things even better. So it allows easily the creation of new function apps. It allows you to add new projects to it and allows you to create CI/CD pipelines directly from VS Code. You never have to even go to the portal or the CLI. And like, spoiler alert for the demo I'm about to show you, I never did. I did everything from Visual Studio Code. A little biased, but I think it's the best. And nothing about the stuff I'm going to show you today about Cosmos DB, another one of my favorite Microsoft products, is new, but it all is really great. And I'm going to be showing off the new free tier of Cosmos DB. So if you're going to be deploying Azure Functions, the best thing to pair with that is Cosmos DB because they're both free, they both work really well together, and they can both scale to be massive sizes. So that's exciting. I'll be showing that to you as well. And last before not least, again, being cheap, I want to show you what you can do for free today on Azure. So we're going to be talking about static web apps, we're going to be talking about functions in Cosmos DB, but I just want you to be aware you can build a pretty robust, great application that functions with some level of production traffic. And if you structure it correctly and go forward with like that, you can do everything here for free. So static web apps, app service you can get for free. There's a lot of AI stuff that we have for free today. Active Directory, Event Grid Notifications Hub, and that's just like a just sampling of everything that is you can get for free today on Azure for a perpetual free tier. This isn't some sort of like free credit that we give you. It's a for free forever tier. Cool. So I'm going to be showing this application called GitHub Status. It's a pretty simple Twitter-esque application which allows you to post really quick, short updates, and it's going to be tied to your GitHub ID. Now, something I haven't mentioned yet, which is really cool about static web apps, is you actually get a authentication. So authentication and authorization system for free out of the box. And you don't even have to turn it on. It's just always on. So as long as you just call the right endpoints, you have a built-in auth system as well. And I'm showing you a little bit about that as well. So it's a Create React App at front end. I'm a React dev. I have been for a long time, but this would work with any framework. Cosmos DB database, it's globally distributed, it has CI/CD, and it is hosted on GitHub. And true story, everything I'm about to show you took me about 90 minutes end to end, including writing the code to do. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into the demo. So we'll minimize all of this stuff. And here is relatively the demo. You can see I have it running here on localhost. Pretty simple stuff, right? I have little avatar here, which will eventually be pulling from GitHub, the username, and this is working, right? Or whatever the message is here. you can come in here, you can post an update, and I can put, you know, hi from build 2002 from home. Submit. You can see here, shows up right there. So nothing too complicated here, but I want to show you how static web apps made this extremely easy and very possible to do. So let's pop over to my Visual Studio Code, okay? And I'm going to give you a little bit of a tour of our code here. So you can see Node.js project, package.json here, just using some Create React app here. This, if you've ever done Create React app, this should feel very, very familiar to you. Here in the source directory, you can see just a normal app.js, which is a React application. It's pulling in React Router, which is one of my favorite projects on GitHub. And it has a couple of feeds here for the feed, all that kind of, you know, good stuff going for it. So pretty easy stuff. And that's just the front end. But notice I have this directory here called API. And if you've ever done an Azure Functions project, this should look very familiar to you in that it's just an Azure Functions project inside of this API directory. So I have a get messages here, I have a post message here, and those are my two serverless endpoints here. In fact, if you want to go look, let's open my, and you can see here, I have the front end running on this one and I have the back end running on this one. If you scrolled up here, you can see if I click on that, this is just my serverless endpoint returning here. So that's already something really cool about static web apps that I want to show it to you is like, I haven't set up this project for anything with Azure. You can see here, I have no configuration file, nothing like that. I just created a Create React application and a serverless backend. And from there, Azure will conform to your project. We do not force you to conform to Azure, which to me is really important as a Node.js developer. I want to be portable. I want to be all those kind of good things. So that's where we're at. Now I want to add a new function to my project because I don't want this to just be, some generic icon. I want this to actually be my GitHub avatar. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here to the extensions, and I'm going to show you just here that I have a static web apps extension here. Let's minimize that. This is what I want you to install today to go ahead and go kick the tires on the static web apps product here. So I've installed this, and that will give me this Azure side pane here. And you can see here I have the static web apps pane over here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click this plus lightning bolt, and I want you to pay attention because this goes really fast, right? So I'm going to click that. It's going to pop up as like, what do you want to call it? And this is the only thing I have to configure here. I'm going to call it get GitHub avatar. That's it. Now I have a new function created here, scaffolded out for me inside of my API directory. And again, I didn't have to configure anything. It just kind of feels like, oh, I know where that's going. I'm going to put it there for you. Super easy. Now I have here in my clipboard what I actually, the code I want to write. It's nothing too complicated. I just want to make you sit here and listen to my very clicky keyboard. All it does is makes a GraphQL request to the GitHub API, does some authorization, requests it, and then it returns that back to the user for the user's avatar. Something I want to call out here, though, is I have this get user info function that I've created here, and I'm going to show it to you. It's pretty simple. In local dev here, it's just going to return my credentials for you. But if it's in production, it's going to refer to this XMS client principle. This is something that just works for you out of the box. And I'll let you read the documentation on it, but the authorization authentication system is super simple, but it's pretty robust. It's going to cover most of your use cases. So go ahead and check that out. Again, it's enabled already by default for free. All right, so I'm going to click save here. And now if I refresh the page, actually, I probably have to restart my functions here. So again, this will just start up here. It'll take a second. You'll see here that I have my new function running. If I refresh the page here, you can see that beautiful face showing up right there. Hi again. All right. So there we go. We added a new thing here. This is all reading and writing from Cosmos DB. In fact, I'll just show you super quick here because I want to make sure we have time for questions for y'all. You can see here, I actually can just read and write using the Cosmos DB extension, which I installed the same way over there. So you can see, actually, let's just go ahead and refresh. So you can see, I can actually read and write the documents directly from Cosmos DB, directly from the extension here as well. So if I click on this one, hi again, this is one I just wrote. So if I say hi again, and we'll put this from Cosmos DB and save that, you can see that I actually uploaded this right away. If I refresh the page, you can see here, I actually edited it directly. Now, don't do that with your production traffic. That's not what I'm telling you to do at all. Don't tell your boss that I told you to do that. But I'm just showing you, it's really easy to have this kind of short iteration cycle. You can see this is what I wrote, this is what I wanted to write, and you can do it all directly from VS Code, never hitting the portal. It's really great. All right, so I want to deploy this now. If I go over to here, you can see I have a GitHub repo, and it's just pretty basic here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here to the Azure extension. I'm going to click this plus here because I want to create a new deployment of this. And we're going to call this brholt build 2020 for GH for GitHub. Okay. I'm going to go from the master branch. It already knows where it's going because I have a Git remote set up. And the app is in slash. It's going to be in the root directory. The API is an API. And I'm going to pull it from the build directory. That's where create React app builds. And it's going to go from West US2. There you go. You can see that it's creating. And it's really pretty quick again. So if I click show actions, this is going to pop me into my GitHub repo. And it's going to show me, hey, we already kicked off your first build for you. So we created a build and we kicked it off for you. So I'm going to click on that. It's going to show you the progress here. This will take a second, so I'm not going to make you all sit through it. But suffice to say, this is going to complete, it's going to build, and it's going to deploy that to Azure. And that's really all it took. And again, want to underline right here, all of this is for free. You got free CI/CD from GitHub. You got a free deployment of your application to static web apps, and you're using free Cosmos DB. Pretty robust, pretty great. So, the next thing I want to make sure I show to you is I'm going to create a pull request here. You can see here I'm on this GitHub avatar project or a branch. So I'm going to come here into my terminal and I'm going to pop into ZSH here. So you can see here I have all this stuff. I'm going to add that git commit dash m add new function. And I'm going to git push origin gh avatar. Okay, so I now push that up to GitHub here. I'm going to come over to my code, and I'm going to create a pull request. Okay, so create a pull request here. And what's going to be really awesome is right away, this is going to kick off a brand new process via GitHub Actions to start that process of kicking up that staging environment. So you can see here, pull request environment here. I can go over here. It's going to set up the job and it's going to do that. Now, again, this will take just a second to get through everything. I'm not going to make you sit here and wait until it's done. It takes maybe 2 or 3 minutes. But I wanted to show you that if you come over here, let's see, where is it? So pull requests, GitHub Actions. Oh, I thought it was in this one. It's not. Well, this one will take just a second, but while it's going to pop up here, you'll see eventually here, it's going to put a little comment and it's going to say, here's your staging environment. Check this out. You can see if it works, if it doesn't work. And then as soon as you click merge, it's going to, you know, merge the project and shut down the staging environment, which is pretty awesome. All right. So while we're waiting for that, I just wanted to wrap up the rest of this demo for you. This has been Static Web Apps plus Cosmos plus VS Code plus GitHub plus Azure, just kind of all of that Microsoft goodness kind of locked into one awesome package. It's been one of my favorite parts of working about at Microsoft. I've never written C# in my life. I've been a Node developer my entire career, but Microsoft has really learned how to kind of bring all these great products together to make this one wonderful, great developer experience. And that's something that we're hugely focused on these days, is making your life easier. And the good news for me is that while making your life easier, it's making my life easier as well. So let's pop into this last action here before we get to some questions. And We will see if this actually ends up working. So you can pop into your build and deploy here, about a minute into it. Oh, there's the remote. Oh, there we go. And we now have a staging environment. So if I come back over here to the conversation, you can see here it popped in a little comment here. It's like, hey, your staging site's ready. Do you want to come check this out? I can click into this. You can see I have my Calm Beach, whatever, and this is my per pull request environment. I can click post update. All this stuff is working the way that I anticipated. So that looks good. If I come back over here, I click merge pull request, confirm merge. It's going to shut down this environment, and then it's going to automatically go back out to production because I have a CI/CD pipeline. Right. So that is the rest of my demo. Thank you all for listening. Hopefully this was informative. Definitely get out there and check this out. And yeah, with that, we'll take some questions.
Thank you, Brian. That was awesome, man. That's the first time I had seen the VS Code extension live and at work. So that was really, really cool. Let's not
Awesome.
waste any time. Jump right into it. We've got a few questions coming in here. One of them is this restricted to just GitHub, or can I use Azure DevOps as well?
So that's a great question. I'm very happy you asked it. Azure DevOps is still super important to us, and so do not fret. This is something that we are going to focus on down the line. This is the private pre or this is the preview of this. So for our first iteration, we wanted to go where most developers are today, which is GitHub. And so we focused on GitHub, but we're not. We still have some stuff in the pipeline. For example, Azure DevOps is definitely one of the tickets that we have assigned. So not yet, but stay tuned.
Awesome. Another question that we got here that I thought was kind of interesting is, how did you get the node version in your terminal?
That's a good question. This one right here, right? So I'm a ZSH user. I switched when Apple switched because I am, I guess, a lemming in that sense, where I follow what people tell me what to do. There is a prompt called Spaceship Prompt, which is open source. And the guy has a Patreon, so I definitely encourage you to support open source. But yeah, it's called Spaceship Prompt, and it's for ZSH.
Very cool. Another one probably that we should talk about is someone's asking, what is the cost of static web apps? It's free in preview, always free?
For preview, it's going to be free. We don't have a paid tier yet. And the answer to your question is we're still trying to figure out like what's a fair cost for this. We want this to be a very low cost because it's supposed to be a cost-effective way of writing code and shipping code. So suffice to say, we don't have the pricing model ready yet, but we're going to be focused on making this something that you want to use and priced well.
Nice. All right, let's see what else have we got. Here's an interesting one. What about ASP.NET Core apps? Are those supported here?
Another great question. Again, for this preview, we focused on JavaScript. This is a very common pattern with the JavaScript community of having node functions plus JavaScript front ends, kind of that full stack JavaScript kind of paradigm. This is resonating with a lot of people, and I've heard this question at least 4 or 5 times a day. So it's a great question. It's obviously on top of mind. We're Microsoft. We're the purveyors of .NET as well. So it's a fast follow for us. We're definitely going to be working on that as well. And you'll just have to stay tuned for when the team can deal with all these wonderful and very reasonable feature requests.
All right. Let's see. Here's one. The Cosmos DB free tier. For people that are already Cosmos DB customers, does that apply to them as well?
Absolutely. So the way that the Cosmos DB free tier works is, I'm not going to tell you the numbers because I don't have them off the top of my head, but we have the first part of your billing is going to be free. So that first part of your usage is everyone's going to be inside of the free tier. And then everything that you go above that free tier is when we start charging. So if you're already an existing Cosmos DB user, you should just see your bill drop because we're not going to be charging you for that first free tier part of your Cosmos DB.
All right, outstanding. Free Cosmos DB is awesome.
I agree.
All right, let's see here. Pick a couple more questions out. So see, someone asked, what's the setup that you use to run the project from within VS Code? Not exactly sure what they're getting at there, but...
I can take a stab at it, though. I think I understand. Right. I was a bit lazy on this, but I'll be totally honest with you how I got started. This I'm just running from the terminal, which is the front end. And then down here, I have this task that is actually running here from the VS Code debugger. So if I went back into my functions and I clicked like here in the get GitHub avatar, so let's bring that back up, I could actually debug this, right? So this will actually put a breakpoint in there and it'll debug it. So this is actually the debugger. All that here is set up in the VS Code. VS Code extend. Nope, not that one. This one, the launch.json. So all that's set up here. You can also do it here from within the debugger. If I just click this, it'll open this file here is when you can add configurations. It's very customizable. So anyway, long way to answer your question is it's from the VS Code debugger. You can do this add configuration here. I can actually set up the front end to all startup using the debugger as well. I just didn't have time yet. So that's what I would normally do though.
All right, let's see. Show H is asking about CDN. This is a great question. Can I connect this with a CDN? Do they need a CDN?
The answer is it will work with CDN for sure. Do you need it? Probably not. Because it's globally distributed by default, we're kind of taking care of what you would normally need a CDN for, which is global distribution. And in particular, this is free, whereas CDN is not always totally free. So what I'm going to say for this is for most people playing around with static web apps, you're not going to need CDN up front. However, totally compatible with it. It would definitely work with it. So that option is still totally available. This is still Azure, so everything plugs in really nice together. It'll work with CDN. It'll work with Front Door. It'll work with all those other products that you know, use, and love already.
Another interesting question here from Manahar. I hope I said your name correctly there, who asks, is this only the APIs? Are they only accessible to users while you're in a company network? Or could you have a static web app that made a call to an on-prem service?
That's a great question. So the answer is this is all being done over HTTP. So the answer is totally. I think the way that you probably would do that, and there's an infinite myriad way of doing this. The two products I would look at if I was going to do that myself is probably the best one would be API management, which would allow you to kind of configure your static web app to like live side by side with other API things. And then you could have all of your routing done through APIM that would route to your on-premise stuff. This you could also do that through Front Door as well. Front Door has a lot of that same capabilities. It's more globally distributed. It runs through the same CDN network. So it kind of depends on your needs and your wants in that kind of case. The world's your oyster. There's a lot of different tools in Azure. You could do a virtual private network and kind of do some other stuff like that. So answer is yes. It just depends on how you want to do it.
All right. And then another question. This is not a joke, man. And I swear I didn't ask this question.
Sure.
Somebody said, important question. Is that a Peloton bike in the back? I promise this is not me asking this question.
It's a GitHub bike. Can you not see the GitHub logo on it? I'm not sure if I can legally answer that question. So it's an exercise bike that has a nice screen on it where the nice person yells at me to get my butt in gear. So that's how I'm staying sane during quarantine. That's a good question.
Yeah, it was a great question. I've commented on it many times myself. All right, there are a couple more here, still most of them again are around pricing. People are really just want to know, hey, when is this generally available? At what point does it start costing me money?
I understand and share your concerns as well. We're definitely going to figure it out. I think the answer is we're going to have to figure it out sooner rather than later. There's been a big response and people are really into this idea. So I think we're going to be working pretty hard on it. And the best thing I can say is you got people like me and Burke on the inside that are like going to be wanting to have a product that we can also use for like our blogs and for our side projects and stuff like that. This is not the Microsoft that wants to rip you off, right? This is the ones that we want to be partners with you as you grow your products and your business. And so we want you to be as happy as we are, right? We want we're giving you something of value and you're going to want to give us money for that. So beyond that, I'm not the person that makes the decisions, or I would just say it is $2. But unfortunately, I can't do that today. The only thing I can say is that we're definitely going to be fair about it.
All right. And with that, we are over time, actually. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you all. This was wonderful.